弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
有些好像还很 不很平安。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天不是刻意的安排一个杨家的第四代来做我的翻译哦。每年他都是跟我一起翻译这一个，所以我是负责喜年堂的儿童事工，还有年轻家庭事工。
I'm in charge of the children's ministry and young adults, young parents ministry.
所以有什么关于儿童事工或者年轻家庭的问题，都可以来找我。
If there are any queries relating to children's ministry or young adults, feel free to approach me.
对不起，我忽然间发现我忘了拿我的老花眼镜，等一下。好，看见了 ，OK。今天的信息呢，虽然只有一节
，although today's message on prayer is only just one verse，
可是对我来说是意义深长的一节。
To me, it's a rather profound one。
其实是特别，就是选在今天呢，儿童节主日呢，我们来好好的来分析这一节。
And on this occasion of Children's Day Sunday, let's analyze this verse in detail。
我更希望的就是在座的所有的父母啦、阿公阿嬷啦，我们一天今天就把这一节呢当成我们的金句，跟他背下来。
And furthermore, I hope that all the parents and grandparents in audience today will memorize this passage。
所以好不好？我们不管是中文也好，英文也好。好，我说一二三，我们就一起来念，好吗
？So whether it's English or Chinese, let's read it in the count of one, two, and three.
好，我们一起来，一二三。我记得你无伪的信心，这信心先存在你祖母罗以和你的母亲有挪基的心里，我深信也存在你的心里。好，让我们来祷告。阿们的天父，我们恳求主，你的灵就在我们当中运行，叫我们的心是开的，叫你的话能够种在我们心里，让我们真的是能够切慕你，叫我们能够认识你的话语，也照着你的话语而行。愿你的话语活在我们心里，也活在我们的后代的心里。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。提摩太后书呢是这个保罗写给他的爱徒提摩太的信。
Second Timothy is a letter written in prison by Apostle Paul for his beloved disciple Timothy.
告诉他说你在以弗所教会的事情办完了，你就赶快来找我。
Is asking him to come back after finishing his work in the church of Ephesus.
之所以要写这封信呢，是保罗知道说他的时间已经不多了。
So this letter was written because Paul knew that his time was running out.
然后保罗在一边写的时候呢，一边就想起了这个提摩太的好。
As Paul was writing, he was also remembering the goodness of Timothy.
提摩太好在哪里呢？
So what's so good about Timothy?
这一节说提摩太有无伪的信心。
In this verse, it's said Timothy's faith was of sincere faith.
什么叫做无伪啊？无伪的意思就是不虚假，然后呢是装不出来的。
So this means, sincere faith means that this is without pretense, and it's something you cannot fake.
确实，我们人看多了有的时候我们就说，有些人呢说一套做一套。
Indeed, as we may have seen on many occasions, some people may say one thing and mean another.
就算他们不是故意装出来的，可是你就知道，有的时候在关键的时候呢。啊，这些人就是靠不住，是经不起考验的。
So, even if they're not doing on purpose, at the critical juncture, their true colors will be exposed.
我们人说路遥知马力，日久见人心。
It takes time to truly know somebody.
所以保罗是如何说哇，真的这个提摩太就是有这样无伪的信心呢
？So what made Paul say this about Timothy about the sincere faith?
所以今天我就要来分享一下这两个男人的故事。
Today I'll be sharing the story about these two men.
我们先从他们初期的时候，见面的时候的这个故事说起。
So let's start the first time they met.
就记载在《使徒行传》第六十六章。
This is detailed in Acts chapter 16.
他就说到保罗呢，就来到特比还有路斯德。
So Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra.
在那边就有一个门徒，他的名字就叫做提摩太。
Where a disciple named Timothy lived.
他说这个提摩太是信主的犹太妇女的儿子，他的父亲却是希腊人。
his mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek.
所谓的希腊人意思就是他不是犹太人，就是这个意思。
That means he's not Jewish.
路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞这个提摩太。
The believers of Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him.
保罗就带想要带他一起同去，就是要跟带他一起去宣教。
And Paul wanted to take them along in the, on the journey.
可是因为这些地方的犹太人呢，都知道他的父亲是希腊人，也就是非犹太人。
But they all knew that the father was Greek.
然后呢，就为他行了割礼。
So they circumcised him.
保罗这三是三年前呢，路过这个地方宣教。
So Paul passed through this place three years ago for missionary work.
所以如果说这个地方是保罗他们三年前因为保罗的关系第一次听到福音的话呢，估计提摩太此时也是。信主可能也没有超过三年。
So looking at this, this time frame, it's estimated Timothy only believed in Lord for no more than 3 years.
可是保罗呢，这一次来的时候，回到这个地方呢，哎，他就认识了提摩太。
And this time, Paul met Timothy.
然后呢，又从这个各地方教会呢，听到了提摩太的好名声。
So he heard about Timothy's reputation through the churches.
然后相信呢，就是通过大家的大力推荐呢，就决定带提摩太一起跟他一起去宣教。
So with everyone's endorsement, he decided to bring Timothy for missionary work together.
那先思想一个有趣的问题哦。
Let's think about something interesting.
这个提摩太的母亲呢是犹太人。
Timothy's mother was Jewish.
提摩太的父亲是非犹太人。
The father was not a Jewish.
所以现在考一下大家啊，所以提摩太是犹太人还是非犹太人
？So is Timothy a Jew or not?
噔噔噔噔，想一下啊，有些人说犹太人啊跟母亲啊，有些人说非犹太人跟父亲啊，答案啊答案。答案就是这个问题很不好回答。
The answer is complicated.
偏偏就是在初世纪的时候，也就是前面五百年对不起，初世纪啊，前面一百年的时候呢，那时候这个是不是犹太人是根据犹太律法？然后当时候刚好那个犹太律法也在转型。
This difficult answer because this takes place in the first century, the first hundred years, where the Jewish law was undergoing a transformation.
然后呢，之前呢是以父亲为族系的方式来制度来定这个制度。然后呢，那时候就在转型成为以母亲为族系的制度。
From a system where the father was the predominant figure to the one which where the mother was the predominant figure.
Not predominant figure, but the line of the lineage coming from the father, then later lineage coming from the mother. It was transforming in the Jewish law.所以呢，也就是说，开始的时候呢，可能初世纪的前面二三十年呢，是以犹太人是以看你是不是犹太人就要看父亲，然后到后期的时候呢，你是不是犹太人就要看母亲。
So, in the early days, whether you're Jew depended on your father, but as it progressed, as it transited, eventually shifted towards the mother instead.
也就是说，很可能当时候发生的事情是，当提摩太出生的时候呢。其实是看父亲，所以也就是说，他出世的时候可能是非犹太人。
So it's very likely that Timothy was born not a Jew, because we are looking at it was the early part where the focus on the father.
然后呢，当他第一次现在认识保罗这个时期的时候呢，可能大概是五十年左右吧。然后他自己呢也将近大概三十岁左右。
And when he met Paul, he was about 30 years old.
然后呢，保罗就按照这个新的犹太法，是按照母亲为族系的这个新犹太法呢，为提摩太行割礼，然后正式成为犹太人。
This was under the new Jewish law, when the lineage was focused on my mother, and Paul circumcised Timothy.
这么做的原因呢，是让提摩太在宣教的时候呢，更容易。接近犹太人，能够进犹太会所啦，然后能够跟犹太人传福音。
So the reason is to make it easier for Timothy to enter Jewish synagogues during his missionary work.
所以你要想象哦，他们第一次见面呢，他们就做了这样的事情。
So you must know that this is the first time they met and they're already doing missionary work together.
第一次见面就要他离开离乡背景，然后跟他一起去宣教。
After the first time they met, they are leaving their hometown for missionary work.
然后呢，要出去宣教的第一个坎呢，就是要行割礼。
And the first hurdle is to be circumcised.
大家觉得提摩太是愿意还是不愿意呢？
Do you think Timothy was willing or not?
我看有些小朋友就说，到底这个割礼是什么？
So for the younger ones, you may not know what circumcision is.
不要担心哦，小朋友不知道什么是割礼，回家问爸爸。
No problem, you can ask your fathers.
因为这种东西问爸爸比较清楚。
Yeah, because fathers are clearer about things like that.
这边是刻意的为这些年轻家庭做一些亲子活动。
I am here to create some parent-child activities.
因为有些痛只有爸爸才知道。 我就上网查了一下。I
went to look up the internet.
网上说呢，这个成人的割礼啊，需要至少痛两个星期。
The circumcision will lead to pain lasting at least 2 weeks.
然后呢，完全恢复可能有时候要到6个星期才可以完全恢复。
Full recovery is much longer, about 6 weeks.
我在想说，如果做牧师要先行割礼的话
，Imagine if you are a pastor and you have to be circumcised.
不知道。 做牧师的会不会少一半？
I think there will be a great reduction number of pastors.
讲这个有趣的事情，其实是要告诉大家，就是说让大家更深入的了解提摩太这个人。I
tell this story to have you have a deeper understanding of Timothy.
因为在一开始的时候呢，提摩太跟保罗其实老实说了，开始见面的时候，这根本谈不上什么交情，对吗？
It's because in the early days, Paul and Timothy probably didn't have a very deep friendship.
然后呢，一出发。 就是说要宣教离乡背景，然后呢先行割礼再说。So
the moment they met, they're going out on missionary work together and circumcision.
所以看得出提摩太这么做当然很重要的。为什么他的唯一的考量点是什么？不是保罗，他唯一的考量点是耶稣基督。
So for such a big life decision, the consideration for Timothy is not Paul but the gospel.
他最开始的考量点是耶稣基督和福音。
His primary consideration is Jesus Christ and the gospel.
是否要参与宣教？
Why do they want to be involved in missionary work?
是否要为宣教就立刻行割礼？
And to undergo circumcision for missionary work.
所以如果你想象你是保罗的话，你先就来看提摩太这个人的时候，你可能就当时就已经开始察觉说，提摩太这个人果然他是有无伪的信心。
And if you are Paul and you're looking at Timothy, you immediately realize his unwavering faith.
因为这个人为了福音呢，自我牺牲根本不算什么。Because
he's willing to undergo self-sacrifice for the sake of gospel.
今天这个提摩太后书1章第5节呢，还有一个很关键的词，这个词就是我深信。In
today's passage, there's another critical important phrase. It is I am persuaded.
这个词。 它的原文的意思啊，这个英文的翻译蛮好的，就是我是被说服了。它的意思是这样子。So
the original meaning of the word is I was convinced.
然后也就是说保罗并不是很轻易的断定说提摩太就是一个无伪的信心的人，他不是随便讲的。So
Paul did not simply conclude at the beginning that Timothy had unwavering faith.
他是经过确切的证实，一而再，再而三，然后最后他说：“真的，这个人就是这样的一个人。”So
he reached this conclusion after repeated affirmation over and over again.
如果你问我他是几时察觉说提摩太是这样的一个人呢？这样的一个有无伪的信心的人呢？
If you ask me when he realized Timothy was a believer with unwavering faith,
可能刚才听那个故事的时候，你就已经说了，他们开始认识的时候呢，确实就已经察觉提摩太是这样的人了。It's
probably when they first met.
可是呢，不单是如此，又经年累月，在他们整个传福音的整个旅途当中的时候呢，最后保罗来到这个提摩太后书，也就是他要走之前的时候，他这样子的形容，他说：“我深信，真的。” 提摩太是这样的人。But it's after
years of missionary work together that after long periods of observation that Paul was convinced, he was said, and that's when he said, I am persuaded.
我们继续来看这两个男人的故事。So
let's continue the story of the two men.
这时呢，保罗跟提摩太已经是宣教好些年了。
So at this point, they have already gone missionary work for quite a while.
保罗呢, 现在又落难在这个, 监狱里。
And Paul was in prison.
然后保罗就在监狱里面的时候呢, 这样子写给这个腓立比教会。
And that's when he said this to the people in Philippi.
我们来看这段经文。 他说, 我靠主耶稣基督, 希望很快能够派提摩太到去见你们。
I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon.
好让我能够知道你们的事, 能够心里得到安慰。
That I also may be cheered when I receive good news, or receive news about you.
然后就说了这句话, 他说, 因为我没有别人与我同行。 其实他的意思是说, 因为我没有别人跟我, 想的是一样的。 他的意思是这样,
I have no one else like you who will show genuine concern for your welfare.
然后呢, 真正的关怀你们的事, 因为什么? 其他的人都求自己的事, 不求耶稣基督的事。
Because everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
可是你们, 你们知道, 提摩太是经得起考验的。
But you know that Timothy has proved himself.
他与我为了福音一同服侍, 向代, 带我像儿子带父亲一样。
Because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
保罗之所以能够安心的派提摩太出使任何教会，哥林多也好啦，腓立比也好啦，以弗所也好啦，因为他深深的知道说，派提摩太去跟他自己去效果是一样的。
Paul was able to send Timothy to as a rep to any church with confidence because he was confident that he was sure that the effect would be just as how it would be like if he did it.
他之所以会这样想呢，因为他知道说提摩太跟他想东西呀是一模一样的。
Reasons because he knows that Timothy's thinking is aligned with his.
不单如此啊，他说除了提摩太啊，他身边真的没有跟没有别的人跟提摩太一样跟他想东西是一样的。And
other than Timothy, no one else was had the same thinking as him.
不懂啊，他写这个，他这样写的时候，他的身边的人不懂怎样写。
Wonder what the people around him are thinking of.
要明白，保罗在整个宣教 工厂上其实很多很多的伙伴哦。
Paul probably had a lot of counterparts at that time.
不过我相信保罗能够这样子写呢，他是已经知道说提摩太的榜样呢是有目共睹的。
I believe that when Paul wrote this, he recognized Timothy's example, and that was obvious. It was obvious to all.
而且保罗这边不是说我知道提摩太经的考验呢，他是跟腓立比教会说，你知道这个提摩太是经得起考验的。And
when Paul was saying that, he's not saying as I, but he was referring to the Philippian church as you. And knowing that Timothy can withstand the test.
也就是说保罗已经认定了腓立比教会会跟他一模一样，能够对提摩太这个人有同样的结论。
So he knows that the Philippi church will also agree with Paul's judgment of Timothy.
因为保罗在腓立比宣教的时候呢，提摩太也在。
Because when Paul was a missionary in Philippi, Timothy was also there.
他们两个人到底有什么样的同样的理念呢？
What is this a common concept that they have?
他们对于福音，他说，其他人都求自己的事，不求基督的事。When
talking about the gospel, everyone looks out for their own interests and not those of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，提摩太如此殷勤的服侍呢，不是为了保罗的恩情。And
Timothy's diligence in serving was not out of kindness to Paul.
虽然我们知道他们是情同父子,
although their affection was like a father and a son,
提摩太之所以这样子的服侍呢, 是因为他求耶稣基督的事。
His acts were because he sought the interests of Jesus Christ,
不求自己的事,
and not because of his own interest.
也就是说他对于这个腓立比教会或者是其他的教会的爱呢, 都是出于真心关怀他们, 因为这个就是耶稣基督的事。
And his acts, his love for the church was born out of a genuine concern, just like Jesus himself.
这也就是为什么保罗最后他断定说提摩太有无伪的信心。That's
why Paul said that Timothy had sincere faith.
字里行间你可以看得出保罗是为什么这样子的珍惜提摩太。From
this you can see how much Paul treasured Timothy.
为什么提摩太是如此的可贵, 如此的与众不同,
and how invaluable and how unique he was.
因为他不管做什么事情, 宣教也好, 割礼也好, 探访也好，出使教会都好，都是出于爱主的心。
Because whatever he did, be it a missionary circumcision, everything was purely out of love for God.
差别是在哪里呢？
And what's the difference?
差别就是你，我们也明白，有的时候我们做事工的时候，有的时候我们必须做一些我们自己不是很喜欢做或很想做的事情。
It's because even when you're involved in ministry work, there are things you don't want to do.
可是因为福音的缘故，还是做了。
But you do it because of the sake of gospel.
所以在这里，保罗所谓的"我深信"呢？这个提摩太有这个无伪的信心，是从初期割礼宣教，然后在腓立比教会的服事，然后又在监狱里面的服事，最后现在是在以弗所教会那边的服事，是屡屡得到印证的结论。
So when Paul said he was persuaded by Timothy having sincere faith, it was in reference to a string of activities, including circumcision, his serving in the church, and in prison.That all this repeated affirmation led to Paul's conclusion about Timothy.
今天我们要来到这个今天的经文的重点。
So we come to the focus of today's scripture.
相信大家一定会问一个很重要的问题。
Everyone might be asking an important question.
提摩太这个无伪的信心到底是从哪里来的？
Where did Timothy's sincere faith come from?
这个保罗在今天的经文就说，这个信心。先存在你的外祖母罗伊那边，还有你的母亲有尼基那边的心里，我也深信现在存在你的心里。
So this faith existed in grandmother Louis and mother Eunice, and I'm sure it also existed in you.
所以呢，保罗是确定说提摩太的信心是来自 ，Is it the next slide? Yeah, 谢谢。他很确定说提摩太很确定这个提摩太的信心是来自他的外祖母和他的母亲。
So Paul was sure Timothy's faith came from his mother and his grandmother.
他说因为他也知道他们两个是犹太人。
He was also sure that they were Jews.
保罗其实是非常肯定犹太人在这方面的这个传统。
Paul was very sure about the Jewish tradition.
就是家庭信仰的传承。
Because of family faith.
因为他自己本身就是这个传统的受益者。
Because he himself benefited from this tradition.
然后呢，他自己也说，我是接续我的祖先这个纯良的信心侍奉主，所以他自己也是这个犹太人的这个家庭信仰的这个优良传统的结晶。
Because he also said, I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did with a clear conscience.So it was following Jewish tradition really well.
所以去年我们在讲这个箴言第一章到第九章的时候呢，也介绍了这个犹太人的这个信仰传统。
So when we talked about Proverbs 1 to 9 last year, we also talked about Jewish parenting and inheritance of the faith.
然后呢，所以保罗呢，很可能是他认识罗伊，然后认识尤尼基，或者是他通过这个提摩太呢，认识他的整个家庭的教育背景。
So Paul may have known Louis and Eunice personally, or he may have known about family through Timothy.
总之呢，他就是很确定说，是因为这个外祖母罗伊还有这个母亲尤尼基呢，使这个提摩太在他的这个信心方面呢，有这个非常好的根基。
Paul was very sure that it's because of the grandmother Louis and the mother Eunice that Timothy's faith was how it was.
在第三章第十四节，他也是这样子说。
In chapter 3 verse 3 it says
14节至于你要持守所学习和所确信的。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have been convinced of.
他说因为你知道这个是你从谁那边学的。
Because you know these from whom you have learned it.
并且知道你从小明白圣经，看到吗？从小。
And how from infancy you have known the scripture.
这圣经使你因在耶稣基督里的信有得救的智慧
which are able to make you wise from salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
所以提摩太是从小就从他的母亲和他的外祖母那边认识了旧约圣经。
So Timothy learned about Old Testament through his mother and his grandmother.
所以当这个保罗来到他们的这个地区开始传讲福音的时候
when Paul came to preach about the gospel,
提摩太一家人很快就接受了福音。
Timothy and his family quickly accepted the gospel.
然后我们就看到不单是在前面三年呢就已经一认识福音就在 他那边地方教会那边参与服事了。
And in the first 3 years, he quickly joined missionary team and became a pastor.
然后呢过后当保罗来到那再次回到这个地方的时候呢就参与宣教然后呢最后就成为了牧师。
And when Paul arrived, he further participated in missionary and became a priest.
所以我们看到保罗的结论是对的。
So we see how Paul's conclusion is correct.
提摩太后来作为这个基督徒能够这样子的能够成为一个基督徒然后成长呢跟之前在家里他的个信仰根基呢从母亲跟外祖母那边的这个信仰根基是非常有关系的。
So Timothy's subsequent growth as a Christian was very closely related linked to his foundation of Jewish faith at home through his mother and his grandmother.
他说之前的这个信仰就是定下了这个得智慧得救的智慧的根基。
This was the foundation of the wisdom of salvation.
然后呢我们也看到在过后的服事里面呢这个也陶造出他那种服事的本性。
And this was reflected later on through his works of service.
然后还有这整个服事的态度。
And his attitude.
所以呢他就说保之前在他的母亲外祖母那边存活的这个信无伪的信心呢现在也在这个提摩太继续的流传下来。
So the sincere faith that was present in his mother and grandmother was also reflected in Timothy.
各位在座的父母亲
Parents and grandparents, parents over in sitting today.
在座的所有的阿公阿嬷
And grandparents as well.
你们看到这么好的这个提摩太
You've seen this side of Timothy.
你会不会有点羡慕说啊，哇真的这个很想跟这个提摩太一样有这样子 好福气
Are you envious and do you want to be just like Timothy?
很久以前呢有一个英国的牧师在讲今天这一节的时候他这么说
A long time ago, a British pastor when preaching this same passage today, he said,
他就跟他的会友说：“会友啊，弟兄姐妹，你们想你的后代记得你吗
？”He asked, "Do you want future generations to remember you?"
你就要留下这个纯正的这个信仰的教导。
These are teachings that you must leave behind for life.
因为这个纯正的教导才是真正永不朽坏的。
Because this teachings cannot be destroyed.
所以这个英国的牧师的意思就是如果你想要胜过死亡你就要把你的信仰好好的传给下一代
So what he means is that if you want to overcome death you must pass on the faith to the next generation
所以以后如果你的后代问你说诶为什么没有留下巨大的财产
In the future if your descendants ask you why do you not leave a huge fortune
你要回答说因为牧师说最重要的是留下这个纯正信仰
Pastor said the most important thing is leave behind sincere faith
可是如果他问你说哦牧师这样讲啊这样你留下的信仰是什么呢
So if he asks you, oh, if pastor says so, then what beliefs have you left behind?
弟兄姐妹你有答案吗
Do you have an answer?
今天我想留下三个建议给大家参考
I leave three suggestions today.
第一个呢是我希望你们可以跟我们的儿童事工跟我们的青少年事工一起合作
First, to work with our children's ministry and youth ministry.
因为我们主日的责任归教会，可是主周日的责任呢，却归你们。
Because we have responsibilities in church on weekends and to ourselves on weekdays.
你这反应奇怪。我们主日啊的责任当然是教会、yeah. 儿童事工、青少年事工，可是周日的这个责任是谁？是你们，不是吗？
We have a hard play of our responsibilities in church.
你们可以在平时的时候谈天，不是单单只是问学业啦，不是单单问成绩啦这些，更要关心信仰。
So when you are chit-chatting, you don't have to just talk about studies and homework. We should talk about faith.
你可以问说，哎，你在主日学了什么？
You can also ask what do you learn in Sunday school.
你可以说，哎，最近青少年到底在讨论什么
？You can ask what are teenagers talking about nowadays.
如果是一起好像现在联合崇拜这样，哎，一起崇拜的话
，If you are worshiping together just like today,
你可以问说，哎，你觉得刚才牧师讲了什么
？You and ask her, just what did the pastor just talk about? What do you think?
我觉得如果你可以这样子做的话，跟我们的儿童事工、青少年事工一起的合作的话，我觉得不单是你一家能够受惠，教会的服事同工也会因为你在家里服侍复习呢，也能够受惠。
So if you do this, your family benefit, and your church co-workers in church will also be grateful because of this, because of your acts.
第二呢，我是希望你能够在家里呢，也能够所谓的一起灵修。
Second, to cultivate a habit of devotion at home.
你不需要每天，不过我至少希望说，你至少也要有一个礼拜一次的，从一个礼拜一次开始。
It does not have to be every day, but you can start with maybe once a week.
那个材料你可以直接用你每天的灵修的材料。
You may use your own existing materials.
孩子小的时候，你可以自己先消化，然后你才跟孩子分享。
Your kids may be young, so you can digest it yourself first and share it with your children.
孩子长大的时候呢，当然就可以全家一起来灵修。
And when they're older, you can do it together.
最后，这里要说的是，言教不如身教。
Finally, instead of teaching by words, why not by action?
最好的教导就是你如何在你的生活里面，你的生活有生活信仰化，你的信仰有生活化。
The best teaching is how you live your faith and through your action.
当孩子见证了你的生命，就能够明白怎么样的同样的活出这个丰盛的生命。
So when your children witness your life, then they can understand how to live life abundantly.
让我们来祷告。我们在天上的父，我们恳求主，你帮助我们。叫我们明白这个信仰的可贵，这个也是我们留下给后代最好的遗产。帮助我们能够这样子的明白什么这个信仰的重要性，叫我们活在我们心里的这个信心也同样能够活在我们下一代的生命当中。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。